News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Former ambassador and current dean of the Bush School of Government, Ryan Crocker, updated Chamber of Commerce members this week about the current problems in the Middle East. After the presentation, Crocker described the power of the Islamic State group, also known as ISIS.
I call the Islamic State Al-Qaeda version 6.0. They are more numerous, they are better armed, they are better financed, they have more experience. They have several thousand members who have Western passports and don't need visas to get into this country. And now with their gains inside both Syria and Iraq, for the first time, they have something that no form of Al-Qaeda ever had. They've got the space and they've got the security to plan longer-term, more complex operations.
Crocker says the United States needs to be engaged in the region and use all available tools. But the former ambassador says the form of the engagement has to be flexible depending on what's going on in each country. A Brazos County constable isn't happy about a pending move to the courthouse. County commissioners heard a request this week from Precinct 4 Constable Isaac Butler for another officer after just finding out he will be responsible for serving more court papers. Then Butler shared his frustration that he wasn't included when the decision was made to move his office from a standalone building to the fourth floor of the courthouse.
The whole lot of people that in that my precinct, they won't come into that courthouse. They're like they coming over there and just run through there and pay. Because they think if they come through that metal detector and go up to that fourth floor, whatever the reason, they may not be able to come back out of the courthouse.
County Judge Dwayne Peters told Butler the decision to move the constable's office to the courthouse was before precinct lines were drawn after the 2010 census. At that time, Peters said the courthouse was part of Precinct 1. Commissioners took no action on Butler's request for the additional officer. A Bryan man is accused of taking his father's pickup without permission and leading Bryan police on a pursuit involving multiple crashes.
Jail records indicate it's a second arrest this month and 17 in the last 8 years for 26-year-old Rafael Villarreal. According to the arrest report, the father told police his son had been up for 3 days using narcotics and was probably under the influence while behind the wheel. Officers reported the truck swerved while on Highway 21 and FM 2818 before turning on Beck, then entering the Oakwood Mobile Home Park. By the time the hour-long pursuit ended, the truck hit a mobile home, a mailbox, and a utility pole. One patrol vehicle was also damaged. Villarreal's jailed on bonds totaling $104,000. From Brazos County District Court, a College Station man is admitted to shooting in July of last year outside the Southgate Village Apartments. 30-year-old Garen Moore has been in jail since his arrest last October, was sentenced to 10 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim, a former friend, told investigators several shots were fired. One hit the victim in the lower calf as he ran away. A College Station woman has entered guilty pleas to two drunk driving arrests over an 8-month period. 54-year-old Pamela Paisley was sentenced to 3 years for her third and fourth DWI convictions. The latest were in March of this year and July of last year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's your look at news. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The first step is you go to the Sleep Number store and you find out what your sleep number is. Mine, 65. But I can change it anytime I want to. I got a remote control that'll do that. If I want a softer mattress, I can have that. If I want one that's more firm, I can do that. The other thing that's great is there's dual chamber technology, meaning you can have a different number, sleep number, than your partner does, which generally happens. And that way, both of you get the sleep that you want from the Sleep Number bed. And then, of course, there's the Sleep IQ technology we've been telling you about that basically tracks your sleep and gives you a report so that you'll know how you're sleeping and you can make adjustments so that you sleep better. So the dual layer technology, the Sleep IQ, and you're going, I can't afford a Sleep Number bed. Well, now is a great time for you to stop in the Sleep Number store and be surprised, because right now, during the biggest sale of the year, all the beds are on sale. You save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store located on Texas Avenue, right near Harvey Road across from Chick-fil-A. Find out what your sleep number is, and now is a great time for you to find the bed that you want. No better sleep. You'll find it at the Sleep Number store.
For your car, your home, your business too. Quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through.
Shall we do some weather? Okay, we'll do it. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now through September the 31st, you buy a complete air conditioning system, and Barker's Heating and Cooling will give you an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or get $500 in credit toward a new system. Here are numbers.
Partial sunshine for today, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm. There is some rain along the Texas coast due to a trough of low pressure in the Gulf of Mexico. Again, we'll wait and see whether or not it moves its way inland. Highs today 90 to 95. It's partly cloudy tonight. There could be an evening storm, 75. Partly sunny tomorrow with the risk of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Saturday clouds, perhaps a shower or storm. Temperatures on Saturday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. There's probably a little old football game we need to talk some about. Actually, a couple of them, because high school football gets cranking today. Major League Baseball preseason, the end of preseason football for both the Cowboys and Texans tonight, and a whole lot more. We'll do that for you in sports coming up here at about 6:50.
Football game, huh?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. That's what I hear anyway.
There's a rumor afoot that there might be a football game. Starts at 5 o'clock.
5:01,
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, how many people are going to have to just find some reason they have to leave work a little early?
It'd be interesting, because I'm telling you, every office in this city at about 4:30 is going to be a ghost town.
Yeah, and you know, and there are other people who don't care about this game one way or the other, who, you know, will go to some drinkatorium. Let's say you're in California, you know, go to some drinkatorium starting at, 2:30 in the afternoon.
Sure, why not?
Just because, you know, they have to have a very important meeting.
Well, I will tell you, my personal trainer, usually we go to work at 3:30.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're working out at noon today.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you gotta do that.
Kevin Sutherland already wrote an excuse note for everyone.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh,
send
it
out there.
That. Oh, well, yeah. What's it say?
It says, dear owner of business, your employees would really like to go see this game. Consider letting them do that. It improves morale. And as a great leader, you should consider leading the charge.
Oh, very nice. Okay. So there, you got your excuse already put to set up for you. We have maybe, for anybody who's in the service, that's not true. For anybody who deals with a level of expectations, okay, you must meet expectations. We have the greatest news possibly in the free world for you today. So that'll be, you know, plus we have 10 uses for beer. We don't do 10, but, you know, we'll, you know.
I don't know. For beer, we might confuse.
Well, that's true. We might do that. That's true. So we'll do that. So we're giving you a break today, and we're going to take the pressure off of you, and then we're going to tell you how to use that extra beer that you might have. And we're also going to tell you about a Brazilian town that is made up entirely of young, extremely attractive women. They have made an appeal for single men. Nova de Cordeiro is in southeast Brazil.
Right now there's a bunch of people Googling.
600 persons living there, entirely female. Sons are sent away at the age of 18, and the few husbands are only allowed in town on weekends. And while that might sound perfect for some, the young women in the town are growing increasingly frustrated at the absence of having any men there. So they have made an appeal for eligible bachelors to step forward. The little town was founded by a woman branded as an adulterer and excommunicated after fleeing her forced marriage. Other women rejected by society joined her in isolation. Well, how do we know they're all good looking? That may be their description, but nonetheless, there it is. There's the town. By the way, guys, before you book your flights, before you Google it, they got this on there. Do what we say and live according to our rules. See?
Oh.
Yeah. There had to be a ginormous caveat in there.
Yep. Yep. I'd say feminism is a huge caveat.
Yeah.
Info.
Mission. Perfect
situation. Do as I say. Yes, just do as I say.
The only thing missing from that sentence is now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do as I say, now.
But nonetheless, as long as you know the rules going in, I guess if that's something you want to go after, then there you go.
I'm from the Violetta Violin Store. I see you have horses that board here.
Yes, but none of them play the violin.
Our violin bows are made of horse hairs, and we're looking for some.
Your job is collecting horse hair?
It's, you know, not my dream job.
Ever hear of AggielandHelpWanted.com?
They have horses?
No, they have tons of good local jobs on their website.
I don't have time.
You can upload your resume for free, and they do all the looking for you.
Okay, let me ask a favor. Okay, I only pulled one.
Told you she'd hate it.
Oh, boy.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 615. Here we go. It's the 28th of August. It is Crackers Over the Keyboard Day. Maybe crackers over somebody else's keyboard.
Yeah,
that's more fun. Yeah, just do that. Just do that and then, you know, just rub your hair over it too and see if you can get a few of those to fall out. It's Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day. Man.
It's Weird Day.
Golly, yeah. But it's also Radio Commercials Day. We'll be celebrating today.
Yay!
Yes, we will. All right, for birthday.
Kyle Bassey, 23 years old. He's a Disney Channel star that actually won Dancing with the Stars. Armie Hammer's 28. Leanne Rimes is 32. Jack Black is 45. Jason Priestley's 45.
Jack Black is a talented guy.
He is.
You think he's kind of goofy, and but he really is. He's a comedian and pretty good musician. Go ahead.
That's okay. Billy Boyd, 46. He was in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Shania Twain. Shanae's 49 years old. Amanda Tapling is 49 from Stargate SG-1. Jennifer Coolidge is 53. She was in the American Pie movies and several others. She plays bit parts in a lot of stuff. Emma Sams is 54. You know her from Dynasty. Scott Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist in figure skating, 56 years old. Daniel Stern, 57, from City Slickers.
And the voice of Wonder Years.
Really?
He's the guy who narrated Wonder Years.
I did not know that.
There you go.
Yeah. Wayne Osmond, 63, one of the.
Uh-huh. Swinging Dead Cat.
David Soul is 71.
Oh, my.
And that's all I got.
Florence Welch, who is Florence of Florence and the Machine, be 28.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, 617.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the president is at it again. Now he's trying to solidify international limits on carbon emissions that would apply to the U.S., and he wants to bypass the U.S. Senate in order to do so. Now, the president wants to pursue a politically binding accord on climate change, which would sidestep any legally binding agreement by U.S. lawmakers. While the agreement would not have the full force of a treaty, it would name and shame countries into cutting fossil fuel emissions. Now we have a president who gets to decide which policies and legislation he'd like to implement, and he just goes off and does it himself by executive fiat. Obama's now brought us to the point of a constitutional crisis. We've got to be concerned that our president is asserting way too much power, all at the expense of other branches of government.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
America experienced the depravity of radical Islamists. September 11, 2001. Christians, ethnic minorities, and women are experiencing it right now throughout the entire Middle East. You have radical Islamists recently beheading an American journalist right on camera. Now, they go by different names, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, but their goals are exactly the same, the destruction of Israel and Western civilization. Take Hamas. They launched thousands of rockets on Israeli civilians. They use women and children to defend their arsenals from destruction. Israel faces more rocket attacks from an armed Hamas and attacks from the United Nations as well. We need to let our leaders know that Hamas must be condemned and disarmed, and we stand with Israel and their right to self-defense and the values, of course, that Israel represents, freedom and tolerance. Just go to this website to help. It's StopHamasNow.com and sign the letter that will be delivered to our leaders in Washington. Israel's fight is America's fight, and the civilized world's fight. This ad is paid for by StopHamasNow.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 619. Could there be a better time if you are a football fan? Obviously, Texas A&M and South Carolina. Big game everybody around here is talking about. Do you have the SEC Network? Well, guess what? Suddenlink has the SEC Network. And the SEC Network is going to be 1,000 live events, including the football, of course. Men's and women's basketball. There's baseball. There's softball. There's more. Watch 45 live exclusive SEC football games this season, starting with the Aggies in South Carolina on the SEC Network. Then they've got studio shows and original programming. Paul Feinbaum, like him or hate him, it's there. SEC Nation, SEC Storied, all of that only on the SEC Network. And 500 exclusive live events will be available on the SEC Network. This is a 24/7 network, so watch the game. By the way, it's at 5 o'clock, and you've got that going for you. Are you an NFL fan? Well, they've got NFL Red Zone. When your team gets inside the 20, NFL Red Zone puts you first and goal. Call 877-694-9474, 877-694-9474, and you can order Red Zone, so you've got that. And also, there's free previewing going on. The last one's on the 28th, so you can see every touchdown, every exciting moment live in HD. Go to suddenlink.com to get more information.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. How important is it for your high school senior to stay in school, perhaps obtain a scholarship for college, maybe even a new car? Atkinson Toyota is proud to bring you the third year of the It Pays to Stay program, Perfect Attendance Rewards Program. One lucky high school senior will win a brand new Scion TC from Atkinson Toyota Scion. Only perfect attendance high school seniors may qualify. For info, go to AtkinsonItPaysToStay.com to sign up. Registration deadline is Tuesday, September 30th.
Hackers make a malware deposit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Hackers may have broken into the computer systems of five of the nation's banks. The Wall Street Journal reports the FBI is investigating an attack on J.P. Morgan Chase and four other banks which were not identified. Sources say the investigation began earlier this month. The security breach appears to have begun when malicious code was planted on a Chase employee's personal computer. It's happened again, spiders forcing an automaker to issue a recall. Suzuki is recalling more than 19,000 2010 to 2013 Kizashi sports sedans. Spiders like to build webs in a vent line that is part of the fuel system. The chief executive of Uber is defending one of the ride-sharing company's ways of recruiting drivers. Uber employees book rides with rival company Lyft. While they're in the cars, they try to find out whether the drivers would consider quitting Lyft and driving for Uber. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.com.
Think you can't afford an amazing office for your business in the best buildings nationwide? Think again. Think Regis. Regis removes the hassles and costs that come with office space. Just call 1-800-OFFICES for a quick quote. Pick from any of their 2,000 prestigious locations and you can start working immediately. Regis offices are fully furnished, staffed, and ready to go. No upfront cash required and no long-term commitments. Right now, they're offering 1 month free. Call 1-800-OFFICES and start today.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
In today's economic environment, some banks tell you how safe it is to bank with them. Brenham National Bank believes the old adage, the proof is in the pudding, tells the story. Brenham National Bank has been serving the Brazos Valley for over 81 years, and we think that speaks for itself. The next time your bank moves or changes its name, think about moving your business to us. Brenham National Bank, serving our customers since 1933. That's what we Member FDIC.
Good morning, it's 6:24. It's time for our body parts segment. Austin. Police have asked for the public's help to locate whoever donated a human skull to an Austin thrift store. Our Austin?
So I was at the Goodwill yesterday.
Yeah.
You won't believe what I found.
Homicide detective Derek Israel said yesterday foul play was not suspected in the person's death. He says he just wants to know how the skull came to be in an unspecified container left at the store. Goodwill staff discovered the skull while sifting through donations on July the 16th. The spokesperson says it could have been gifted up to a week prior to its discovery. The skull is from an adult. No other details have been released. This is the fourth skull to be donated to the international nonprofit this summer. Three donations in July to a Goodwill store in Bellevue, Washington.
Wow.
And while we're on that, a human foot still inside a New Balance tinny, has washed ashore in Seattle this week.
It was Shark Week.
That's true. This is the 15th foot that has washed ashore along the Pacific Northwest since 2007. Now, who's keeping track?
There's some guy that does that.
I mean, come on, Scott. You listen to baseball.
Yeah,
you know that there's a stat for everyone.
That is. There's a stat keeper, obviously, for everyone. So, this would qualify. So, just in case, and again, if you're just kind of standing around watching the football game tonight, you might go ahead and share that statistic with somebody. They wouldn't think that's creepy at all. anybody. Yeah, and once again, the number is 15. That's the 15th foot that's washed ashore along the Pacific Northwest coast. Nobody seems to know where they're coming from. Well, they are. They're coming from the ocean. We know that. A forensic anthropologist said the foot likely wasn't severed, but detached from the body as it decomposed.
Oh, see. I thought it just popped off. And
It's ejecta foot. There we go. Yeah. All right, 626, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, that's our body part segment, so we've got that.
Yay!
All right, anyway, here we go. Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. You have northeasterly winds again today, which makes it kind of nice. 95s are high, but probably later on in the heat of the day, you'll start to feel it. But early on, it's really not been too bad out there. 95 for the high today, 75 tonight. There's a 30% chance of rain today, 20% chance of rain tonight. On Friday, it's a 50% chance of rain during the day and a 30% at night, 75 tomorrow night. And then 40% chance of rain on Saturday, and we'll only be at 90. Cloudy, I guess, and 40% chance of rain on Saturday. So there. And northeasterly winds again at 3, 85% relative humidity. Fair skies looking at 76 right now.
More Americans today have diabetes than ever before. Why is that happening, and what can we do about it? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
The most anticipated night of television is finally here. It's time to get back to football and kick off the 2014 NFL season. The kickoff celebration begins Thursday, September 4th, with a special performance by Grammy Award-winning musician Pharrell Williams, live outside CenturyLink Field in Seattle. Following the concert, get ready to cheer as the Green Bay Packers take on the Super Bowl champion, the Seattle Seahawks. Tune in live Thursday, September 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Stream more live games than ever before with NFL Mobile, exclusively from Verizon.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. About 100 million Americans have diabetes or prediabetes, which can lead to serious complications.
The commonest complication in type 2 diabetes is coronary artery disease. That's why 65 to 80% of people with type 2 diabetes die from heart attack.
Dr. Osama Handy, author of the book The Diabetes Breakthrough, says type 2 diabetes is almost always related to being overweight.
When people lose weight, especially if they lose 7% of their initial body weight and maintain that weight loss, they reduce their medication significantly down. And if they have early diabetes, they may have got a chance to reverse the diabetes.
Why are so many people overweight and getting diabetes today?
Since 1977, there was an entire shift in the diet habits of the U.S. population where people start to consume more carbohydrates than usual. And from that time, you can see a significant increase in the prevalence of obesity. So carbohydrates are the major reason why people gain weight.
Exercise to build muscle is also very important for people with diabetes because
people with diabetes lose around 1 pound of their muscle mass every year. So one major important point during weight loss is to maintain the muscle mass.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County commissioners are a step closer to coming up with an alternative plan for developing new computer software affecting the courts, prosecutors, and law enforcement. 8 weeks ago, the county sued a Virginia-based company after being notified they went out of business without finishing software for the local criminal justice system. Commissioners discussed the ongoing negotiations with a possible replacement in executive session as requested by Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard.
Very sensitive for various reasons, so it is my determination that deliberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect on that, the position of our county, the court, in the negotiations with this particular person we're contracting with, and also with other competitors.
After the closed-door meeting, Ballard told Commissioner Irma Cawley he will compose a contract for future consideration. Brazos County paid AMCAD, the company that went out of business, $2.6 million to replace a 14-year-old software system. As the United States military continues airstrikes targeting the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, the dean of the Bush School of Government says Washington politicians have to put aside their partisan differences. After speaking to a Chamber of Commerce audience this week, Ryan Crocker was asked how Congress should address what's going on in the Middle East.
Our leadership in Washington of both parties need to take a deep breath, reflect that our national security is at stake here. There are always things to fight over in politics, but America's national security is not one of them.
Crocker says the United States needs to continue having a presence.
The form of that engagement is going to change depending on the situation, depending on the country and our relations with it. We've got to be flexible. I've argued that when it comes to the Middle East, we've got to be ready to use all instruments of American power, hard power and soft power.
In the last 3 weeks, the American military has conducted more than 100 airstrikes against ISIS targets in Iraq, and the Obama administration is considering a humanitarian effort in northern Iraq, where at least 12,000 have no access to food or water. A Bryan man is held in the Brazos County Jail without bond after his arrest for assaulting an emergency room employee at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center.
The arrest report from Bryan Police states the ER technician, an ER patient, and a friend of the patient were assaulted by 18-year-old Jose Reyes. All the victims were admitted for treatment of injuries. Officers say Reyes, who is also a patient, ran out of the hospital in shorts and a hospital gown with an IV needle still in his left hand. Reyes was caught at 29th and Villa Maria, returned to the ER to remove the IV needle, then taken to jail. A Bryan man has been arrested for an aggravated robbery that took place at the College Station apartment complex in April. 22-year-old Justin Wallace, accused of holding up three people and taking $500 and a cell phone. College Station police continued their investigation. From Brazos County District Court, a Madisonville man who punched an acquaintance in the face and drove off in his car from a South College Station convenience store has entered a plea agreement where most of his punishment has been served. The deal, 30-year-old O'Brien Rourke Jr. made with prosecutors, where a robbery charge was changed to unauthorized use of a vehicle, led to a 9-month sentence. Rourke's been in jail since his arrest 7 months ago. According to the arrest report, it took at least two firefighters and three police officers, with one shooting a stun gun twice, to get Rourke in handcuffs after crashing the car. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office went to court to revoke probation of two people. 31-year-old Bryson Walton of Bryan was ordered to serve a 6-year sentence from a conviction 6 years ago for enhanced family violence. He was arrested in March for possessing marijuana and, according to prosecutors, had not stayed in contact with the probation office. In a separate case, a Brennan woman will serve 100 days in jail for violating probation from a drug conviction that took place 5 years ago. 24-year-old Chelsea Hickman, who was originally sentenced to 10 years, contested the return to jail. Prosecutors say she did not successfully complete a drug court program. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A contractor being sued by Texas for fraud refuses to turn over client Medicaid and health records, putting the state at risk of massive federal fines. And that has led to the state filing a second lawsuit.
Texas has already sued Xerox for improperly processing Medicaid dental claims for the state. A federal audit found Xerox authorized claims which should not have been paid, and the state terminated Xerox's contract. The company is supposed to turn over all medical records and patient information, but Stephanie Goodman with Texas Health and Human Services Commission says Xerox is holding the information hostage.
We need to be able to assure our Medicaid clients that their information is safe and secure, and we also need to assure the federal government of that. Other information could be something that, for whatever reason, they're worried about showing up in a lawsuit. We're just not sure because we don't have access to the information.
Xerox refuses to return the records or provide any information about the security of the records, which include client names, photographs, birth dates, and medical and billing records. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Texas A&M Program on Healthy Aging, in conjunction with the Brazos Valley Area Agency on Aging, are excited to announce their Fall Prevention Awareness Day, September 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon. The event will be hosted by the City of College Station Parks and Recs program at the Southwood Community Center. Topics will include home safety, physical activity, the fear of falling, and medication management. Come and enjoy snacks and door prizes September 24th at the Southwood Community Center.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
638, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
This morning, we have showers and thunderstorms along the coast, and the big question is, do they make their way this far inland? For today, we'll have partial sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today between 90 and 95. For tonight, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy. There's the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm. Lows tonight around 75. For tomorrow, partial sun is back, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 90 to 95. Clouds, maybe a thunderstorm on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Doing the zone read stuff like about every school in the country is doing right now.
That's Steve Spurrier talking about part of their offense anyway, and he thinks the game's going to go down to the wire. We'll have more on Aggie football kickoff later on in the sports. We'll also have high school action, which kicks off tonight for College Station High, and there's the pros that are wrapping up preseason. They wrap it up tonight, and a whole lot more. We'll do that for you in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Former North Dakota Democrat Senator Kent Conrad, one of President Barack Hussein Obama's early supporters, tells Bloomberg TV the president is, quote, more detached than he would like. I figure
that's retina-level detachment there.
Yeah. He said he's, quote, more detached than I would like. That's for certain. Look, he was not detached when he was seeking office. Well, of course not. He acted interested. Of course.
No, I love you. Really?
Yeah.
We are the people we've been waiting for.
Yeah. I don't know. He said, I don't quite know what's happening in his thinking. Really?
There isn't any.
Trying to get some tea times. But I do think he really needs to engage. If I were advising him, I'd tell him to be up there on that hill, meaning Capitol Hill. Conrad added that after Obama's first 2 years in office, quote, something happened, perhaps triggered by some over-the-top disrespectful criticism.
Oh, please.
Yeah, really. You're going to get your feelings hurt? Is that what we're dealing with?
I've got a
bruised ego. Yeah.
I'm just going to take my golf ball and go home.
Yeah. Golly.
Speaking of which, somebody broke it down finally.
Okay.
One-tenth of the presidency has been spent on the golf course thus far.
Oh, God, I hate
Mr. President, Mr. President, what do you think? What do you think? Seven iron?
Yeah. It may break to the right just a little bit. Okay. Yeah. All right, we got that. Okay, so Deborah Ternus, she is the NBC News boss, in case you didn't know, talking about how Meet the Press is going to start to change a little bit. They're going to make the show, quote, more coffee house conversation. Oh, wow. Let's all put on our Birkenstocks and go over there and sit down and do that. Oh, would you get me a latte while you're up? Yeah, okay. Meet the Press, for its part, has really been, it has been the benchmark when it came to political shows. And, you know, it goes back for guys old as I am, like Lawrence Spivak, who was one of the first hosts of this thing. And Tim Russert, of course, was great.
Was the best one.
He really was. And Chuck Todd is interesting. Chuck Todd has lots of statistics. He has a lot of anecdotal stuff, which is really fun, and I like it.
Eh.
But this is what John McCain is saying. He's telling them that he was on MSNBC. He said, I would suggest that rather than try to expand into all kinds of different issues and subjects and cute little anecdotes, that we really do what we do best, and that is to focus on political dynamics and what's going on in this country, which then means what are the policies, what are the dynamics, rather than expand the scope. He said one of the things about Tim Russert was that he had really the best minds in America, but not on every subject, but particularly what was going on in Washington, D.C., because that was the original purpose of Meet the Press. Well, he's probably right, but I don't know that you can keep people entertained for that. That gets dry and dull and boring. And, of course, the thing is, it is so you will gravitate to the shows that basically put forth the ideas that you agree with. And you don't want to watch, if you're conservative, you don't want to watch some liberal, and vice versa. So, as a result, I'm sure Meet the Press is seeing a fracturing of their audience.
Oh, I'm certain.
Once again, the juggernaut that is Fox. We found out from CNN that they are going to do less and less of that type reporting program and more discussion now.
They're going to do less and less. They're going to do less with less.
They are. That's
that
what
was a
said.
Quote.
That's what they've said. And that what that means is, and I'd said that for a long time, that's where CNN, that's the one place that CNN could outshine Fox or any of these other people. If something happened in, you know, somewhere in the middle of Montana, CNN could get people there who were good.
Yeah.
What would happen is that, you know, Fox would have to roll a van with the girl of indeterminate hair color who's been doing the weekend weather, and she has to go out there and do a report for them. And it was very difficult. They weren't very deep, in other words.
Yeah.
And that was what CNN was. But it costs a lot of money to do that. There's no doubt. And people don't care that much.
Well, maybe they need to change to match the modern culture. I mean, we've got Naked and Afraid on Discovery.
Yeah.
We've got Naked Dating, I guess, on VH1.
Right.
Yep. We just need to have Undress the Press.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Golf clap for you.
There you go. Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, it depends on who they might be. And this just in. You ready? Ooh, how's that impressive?
That sounds important.
Yes. There you go.
feel like I wore the wrong color tie this morning.
That's all right. The GOP is still having problems with their image when perceived by women voters. Oh, wow. Politico reports that this new report says female voters view the party as intolerant, lacking in compassion, and stuck in the past. Wait a minute. Republicans stuck in the past? The party of old white guys stuck in the past? Come on. Give me a break. They said that women are barely receptive to Republican policies, and the party does especially poorly with women in the Northeast and the Midwest.
Is it policies or is it delivery?
Well, and I think that that's the problem, is that they don't have their message to the point. Well, first, the Democrat Party is a really big tent, okay? You tell me how a Teamster and a pro, how a Teamster, someone who's pro-choice, and someone who's pro-gay marriage can all be in the same party.
Power.
Put them in a small car together and make them drive across town. See how that goes for you. I mean, this is not going to work. But they have been able to cobble together all these people with all these different outlooks, and they've made that work.
Power.
Yeah. The Republicans can't do it. So, there.
Which is why they're shifting towards the party of wanting power also.
Exactly. And then the other situation, of course, the Republicans have to fight the battle within their own party of the ultra-conservatives and then the Tea Party people. And so, I mean, they're fighting different kind of battles when it comes to leadership, and they cannot have the inclusive feel that somehow the Democrats can get. And here's our final bulletin. Where did I put it? According to Pew Research, one-third of Mexicans would move to the United States of America if they had the chance.
I'm shocked it's that low.
Well, there's a bunch of them already here.
Hi, Ryan Kinsey here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Keep your eyes open, gardener. It's autumn. It's time to evaluate all of your plants, their problems, and their pleasures. What worked this year and what didn't? Gardening is such a moving target that we're always changing ideas and trying new thoughts. Since our landscapes and gardens have just been through a tough season again, it's only logical that we'd want to compare plants and evaluate their progress. Garden assessment right after this important message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. To help your plants and garden stand up to that heat and drought, Scotts has a plan to help keep your plants healthy. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scotts products at your local Lowe's store. You need to look for Scotts Halts brand crabgrass preventer in the fall. You put it down the first week of September, and it will prevent the germination of rescue grass, ryegrass, and annual bluegrass, Poa annua. Great products from Scotts Miracle-Gro. Speaking of gardening assessments and starting with shade trees, let's think about the midwinter pruning you might want to do. Look for damaged or dead limbs. You can actually do that sort of pruning now. If you choose to delay the work, at least mark the limbs so you'll be able to tell the good limbs from the bad ones when the primest of pruning time comes in the winter. If a shade tree has developed large surface roots that threaten foundations, sidewalks, or other man-made structures, you may want to remove one or two of the roots now. Try not to remove roots that total more than 20% of the tree's trunk diameter. Remove too much of the root system and the tree will suffer next summer. You may have shade trees that you'd like to move during the winter season while they're dormant, and if so, root prune them now. Cut through the lateral roots around where you'll be making the eventual cut when you dig them. They'll sprout new roots within the soil ball, and that in turn should help hold the soil ball together better when they're moved. There won't be a lot that you'll need to do specifically with your shrubs. Again, you may want to root prune types you intend to move this winter. Prune only to remove erratic growth. Save more major pruning for the second half of the winter. Watch closely now for signs of insects and diseases that might need your attention during the fall growing season. Apply iron to chlorotic plants and do it soon. Your time is just about to run out. Fertilize spring flowering shrubs and vines with a high phosphate fertilizer unless soil tests suggest otherwise. You want to watch your lawn closely. Several serious insect and disease problems are likely to show up in cooler months, and we'll start with grubworm damage. Grubworm damage will attack any kind of lawn grass. It leaves the grass lying dead and lifeless on top of the ground, pretty much like an old bad toupee. If you find that, and especially if you find the grubworms, you want to apply Merit insecticide. Your nurseryman will know what you're asking about. And then brown patch causes round patches 18 to 24 inches in diameter in St. Augustine to turn brown. It starts out yellow and then brown. Pull on the affected grass and the blades will come loose in your hands with the runners remaining in place, rooted into the ground. It will green back up again, but brown patch weakens the St. Augustine very dramatically. There are fungicides available for homeowner use through independent retail garden centers. Now, you need to also put down your pre-emergent weed killer if you're trying to eliminate weeds before they ever get started. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the time for perennials in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. After what a lot of football fans call forever, it's finally time to start the 2014 season. It will be the first live college football game on the SEC Network, as well as the 2014 season opener for both teams. It will be the first ever meeting between the Gamecocks and the Aggies. The Aggies will be seeking a victory in their first conference opener since joining the SEC in 2012. South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier was asked about his offensive differences between last year's quarterback Connor Shaw and the new signal caller Dylan Thompson.
Doing the zone read stuff like about every school in the country is doing right now. And he's capable. Obviously, we don't want him hit a whole bunch. We don't have a whole lot at the backup quarterback position. I don't know if any of these players have played much at all. So it's Dylan is our quarterback, definitely, and we need to keep him upright. So he doesn't need to be running all over the place. So That's probably the biggest difference.
As for the game itself, Coach Spurrier thinks it's going to be a tight one.
It should be a game goes down the wire. Should be one of those, somebody makes a play in the fourth quarter, and hopefully we're in position to do that.
The spread is 10.5. The Aggies are an impressive 10-2, however, in games away from Kyle Field under Kevin Sumlin. It's at William-Brice Stadium. Dave and Dave get the pregame at 4 started and then 5:01 with the kickoff on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, it's not only the season opener for the Aggs, but high school cranks it up today as well, so it's Friday Night Lights on Thursday. Here's Zach Taylor with the High School Football Report.
High school football is kicking off a little early this year as the College Station Cougars travel to Rosenberg tonight to take on the Terry Rangers. It's only the third year for the Purple and Black, but Coach Steve Huff says the program is ready to compete for a postseason spot.
I think it's been good for everybody. The kids that made it through and have made it through those first 2 years, very tough. And for the coaches that changed their lifestyle coaching-wise and kind of on the comeback now to that possibility of going to the playoffs, it's come full circle.
The Cougars were 6-3 last year, playing in a Wildcat schedule, while Rosenberg Terry was 5-5. Pregame starts at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 on the all-new Maverick 102.7. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's your high school football report.
Thank you, Zach. To follow your favorite team, just go to BrazosFootball.com. A&M Soccer gets back to work tonight as they host the number 18 University of Central Florida Knights at 8 o'clock, and then Illinois State's in town Sunday for a 1:30 match start. By the way, tonight, 2014 schedule posters will be distributed at this evening's matches. Aggie Volleyball opens up the A&M Invitational this morning at 10 o'clock against the Hawkeyes from Iowa. The second match is against Tulane. That's this evening at 5 o'clock, and then they'll play the UTSA Roadrunners at 3. In Major League Baseball, the Stros got their hearts broken in the ninth.
Hit the deep right, way back. Mariznak at the track. He is at the wall, leaping at the wall, and it is gone, and the A's have taken the lead. Sam Fold with a two-run home run to right field in the ninth inning, and the A's lead 5-3.
Astros could manage one more, but the score wound up A's 5, Astros 4. Rangers exploded last night.
Swings here and drives one to deep right field. Morrison going back, back to the track, looking up, it's gone. Rougned Odor crushes a grand slam. The Rangers tack on four more and lead it 8-1.
And that was in the third inning. They put it out of reach early by beating Seattle 12-4. Rangers and Stros get after it tonight at 7-10. In FBS football, Georgia State won its first ever FBS game, and they beat Abilene Christian last night, 38-37. In the NFL, Tom Savage looked like a polished pro, leading the Texans to a winning touchdown and two-point conversion against Denver, but that was last week. He has a bit more to do in today's preseason finale in Houston with the Niners to overtake Case Keenum as the backup quarterback for the Texans behind Ryan Fitzpatrick. Keenum and Savage will try to make one last impression on Coach Bill O'Brien. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Denver is at Jerry World for the Cowboys tonight. They'll kick that one off at 7 o'clock. And a follow-up story from a few days back, USC senior cornerback Josh Shaw has admitted to lying about how he suffered two high ankle injuries last weekend. Shaw said he suffered a pair of high ankle sprains Saturday night after jumping from the second story of an apartment complex to save his 7-year-old nephew, who was struggling in the pool. Shaw said his nephew did not know how to swim. He admitted then to the team officials on Wednesday that the story was completely made up, and they're actually looking at criminal charges stemming from something else that has happened that they're trying to put together, and an investigation is underway. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie fans, here's your chance to stand with the 12th man. Non-conference and Missouri single-game tickets are on sale right now. Also, you can purchase tickets to all SEC home games through our 12th man packs, where you'll be able to select an SEC game and two non-conference games. Guarantee yourself a great seat at Kyle Field in 2014. Visit 12thman.com/tickets for more information.
You won't find a lot of companies that have been around since 1946, but Acme Glass is one of them. Obviously, we need glass. We want glass in our homes and in our businesses. And, you know, we have accidents and glass gets broken. Well, when it needs to be replaced, Acme Glass responds quickly. They respond as they need to so that that glass can be replaced straight away. Now, used to be that if there's a piece of equipment out in the field that had glass that needed to be replaced, Acme Glass would go out and do that because that was the practical way to do it. But now in our busy lives, having Acme Glass come to you to replace glass in your vehicle without bringing it to their shop is something that they do all the time, and they'll be glad to do that for you. Understand this. You don't have to change your schedule. Acme Glass will work around that to make it work for you. Remember, they're open a half day on Saturdays, too. That helps you out because if you need a piece of glass cut to size, they can do that for you. Maybe you need up to a 3-inch straight-line bevel. They can do that for you as well at the Bryan store. Two locations to serve you, downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from A&M. Since 1946, for your glass needs, Acme Glass.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
And there's no better time to hit the road than right now at the free Labor Day sale at RV Station in Bryan. You may ask yourself, self, why a pre-Labor Day sale?
Because you might want to use your new camper this Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off the couch and hit the road with your family in a brand new Jayco J-Flight 28 BHBE.
Just $198 a month.
Let's hit the road.
Gather up all your Labor Day toys and hit the road in a Keystone Raptor toy hauler. It's a $395 LEV, folks.
Take $34,800 off list.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, you can save thousands on our entire massive inventory at RV Station and Bryan's pre-Labor Day sale. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Shop us 24/7, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 2940. Two sale price $21,995, 144 months, 4.99 APR, 10% down plus TT&O. Keystone number 2547, sale price $69,995.
I don't know if you watched very much of that Georgia State Abilene Christian game last night. You know, so there was college football on, so yeah, watch some of that. Boy, you can tell why Georgia State was 0-12 last year. Man! And the end was a circus. I just was reading a write-up on that. There was a they had a 4th and 19, and they converted it to be able to drive down to kick the field goal to win. Okay, so Pharrell Williams is going to be singing at the NFL opener. Is that correct?
Okay.
All right.
I haven't seen that one.
We need an over and under on how long that version of Happy is going to be. You know? Could you make the crowd not allowed to sing it? Okay, you can't sing along. You can't do that.
That won't happen.
I know.
You can't not hear that song and sing.
Long enough for one hat change at least?
Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Yeah. I'm betting on a 5-minute version. All right, 7 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Brian.